As the days grow shorter, a layer of specialized cells begins to form between the leaf stem and the twig from which it grows. This corky abscission layer gradually cuts off the supply of water from below, as well as stopping the flow of sugars from the leaves into the tree. When the sealing is finally completed, the weight of the leaf and its twisting in the breeze are enough to send it floating to the ground. But in the meantime, remarkable things are happening. Losing its abundant supply of water and summer sunlight, the busy chemical laboratory is deprived of raw materials. So the unstable chlorophyll in the leaves begins to break down and fade away, revealing the color pigments already there. These are mainly the carotenoids, pigments responsible for colors from pale yellow, xanthophylls, to carrot color, carotenes. Carotenoids are far more stable than chlorophyll, and so remain in the leaves of poplars, birches, aspens, and others to brighten the landscape with shades of gold. But what about the vivid reds, purples, and even blues that make the autumn display so spectacular in certain parts of the world? These are the anthocyanins. They also give apples their red color, cabbages their purple, violets their blue, and so on. Anthocyanins are so dominant in some trees, such as the Japanese maple and the purple-leafed plum, that they are seen all summer. But in most plants, this pigment is formed only during autumn.